This week, NHPR's newsroom has played host to two journalists visiting the United States to see what our elections look like and to report on them to audiences back home. One of them joins me now. Paul Filipov is program director for a radio station in Katharinesburg, Russia. He's here to share some of his impressions of this election. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Brady.
First, could you just say the name of your station so that I don't mispronounce it terribly, which I will inevitably do?
It's Komsomolskaya Pravda.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest newspapers that decided they wanted to do radio as well, so that you know.
Now, the first question, talking journalist to journalist here, is what's the difference that you would see in coverage of something like an American presidential election on a station like yours versus what you might hear or see in this country?
Well, we try to make it as transparent as possible if we're talking about my station, okay? But there are differences in the television. In Russia, you would basically, you know, find ads and news and political debate. They would be, balanced in terms of time. So the candidates get probably about the same amount of time on air. While in the States, you basically understand on the second day which channel basically supports who, you know, which candidate. So you make the difference between watching like Fox News and CNN. In Russia, it would be about all the same in terms of television. Now, the internet is, it's basically a free space for all the candidates. Some support, let's say, Putin, some support whoever else. But on television, it's not exactly like that.
Since we're talking about the way people are portrayed, you and I both went to the closing rallies in this state that President Obama held in Concord and Republican Mitt Romney held in Manchester. What were your impressions of the way the candidates were presenting themselves at these very large rallies, at least large by New Hampshire standards anyway?
Well, I would say they were unexpectedly close in terms of their presentation. I mean, they were quite loud. They would, pronounce all their slogans, which sound pretty much the same to me. I mean, yeah, well, with Obama it was forward, four more years. With Romney it was... What was that?
There was he mentioned hope and change, big change, I think
he said.
Yeah,
no more, four more years, stuff like that. But pretty much, you know, the audience accepted them in a quite a similar way. And I was surprised that people actually went so enthusiastic about that, so animated, so loud. You know, now how the candidates present themselves, in Russia it is quite, you know, prohibited by law to make your campaign basically saying bad things about your opponent, right? Here it is not. Here everybody is comparing Obama to Romney and backwards. So this what might be the greatest difference.
And then here on election day, people going to the polls, who turns out, who goes to vote in an election in Russia compared to what you've seen here in the United States?
Well, basically, all the candidates rely a lot on the retired people since they are the ones that don't work. They have more free time and they are, you know, they are paying attention to the news. They do not trust the internet. They trust the television. It sort of sits in their brains a lot. And which is why all the television is pro, you know, the candidate who they want to win. And a lot of those who vote are retired people, up to maybe 40 or 50%. Now, but the times are changing, and now all those who go to vote, they are actually represented by, well, you know, this part is growing, by an active part of the country who are in their mid-age, like 35, 40, who are making, well, decent money, who are well-educated, who actually understood that their vote is important because they've been shown a different result over the past maybe 2 or 3 years. They've been shown that it's not always that the governing party wins, and it's not always that the opposition loses. This is why they actually decided they wanted to make a difference.
What surprised you as you've visited New Hampshire, as you've been out reporting on this campaign, that maybe you didn't expect to see when you first arrived here?
Well, in terms of maybe the media coverage and media participation in all those final rallies, right? I've been surprised by the two things. Now, as you said it right, we've both visited the Obama thing and the event and the Romney event yesterday. But I was surprised that regular people, you know, just people from the street outside somewhere, they get, for example, better places in the hall or on the street. So they get a better look at the president. They get a better view. And we, the media, were sort of, you know, moved a bit backwards. This is number one. And the second thing that I was surprised about, since we're talking about the country of free media, right? I mean, independent media. That, for example, I went to a couple of voting wards today, and I was surprised that I could only take pictures, you know, standing inside this box, you know, formed by duct tape on the floor. And I go like, are you guys serious? Is this the only place where I can take pictures from? They said, absolutely.
They said, you can't get any closer.
No. So this is surprising. I mean, and it's about the same in Russia, but you would expect something different from the United States.
Well, Paul, it's been great having you here during this election. And if you want to come back in 2016, we'd love to have you.
Okay. You can count on me.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks so much.